right now. I'm going to get a little quiet here so we can hear this outstanding message. And, you know, there's some of you that I think are new probably to our program, and you haven't heard Lisa before, or you haven't heard me refer to Lisa or introduce Lisa before. And I'll just tell you, now this, I believe 4 years now, I've been working with this very powerful lady. And I have watched some incredible changes in people's lives take place as a result of the teaching that she's done. She's really touched a lot of people, a lot of our subscribers in different programs. Every year she spends some time with our Champions Club and does a phenomenal job. They always look forward to when she's coming back for that. Last year we did 2 1-day Claim Your Powers and a 3-day in Atlanta, and phenomenal. As Star said, she was at the one in Broward County. Lots of lives changed. Lisa last year at the event in Atlanta not only did a extremely powerful message for the general audience, but she did a ladies breakout session, As a Woman Thinketh, that was absolutely incredible. We captured it on video, and you can see for yourself, very, very powerful. So with that, having said that, Lisa has a new book, a new program, and last summer, I believe it was, when she first shared with Lisa and I, her concept. We were in Maine, I believe, is when I first heard about it. Lisa had come up there, and her and Peter had spent my birthday with us up in Maine, and she shared the Don't Mess with the Princess message. And I'm going to tell you, ladies, it's going to rock your world. Guys who have princesses in their life, it's going to rock your world. It's going to help you understand what you need to do to be a better prince, and what you can do, what you need to do to get your, perhaps she's not a princess yet, exactly what you need to do to move your lady to the role of princess. So having said that, I want to introduce a very special guest, and I'm extremely pleased to have her from from Coral Springs, Florida, Lisa Jimenez. Welcome
Thank
to the call.
You. Thank you so much, Vic, and most especially for the opportunity for sharing this important message. So, yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah.
I want to first just start with a story. Here I am in the year 2006, so this is just last year. I'm sitting in a first-class seat, Delta Airlines, seat 2B, on my way to JFK. And this is all business people sitting in first class, and here we are on our way to JFK. And as I sit there, I hear the pilot's voice piped in over the intercom. You know, welcome to Delta Airlines. We'll be taking off shortly for JFK with an on-time arrival. And now, before I finish the story, I want to ask you something. As you heard me tell you that part of that story, whose voice did you hear as the airline pilot? Did you hear a man's voice or a woman's voice? Very reflective to where we're at still in the year 2007, because if my guess is correct, that probably 100% of you, 97% of you, heard a man's voice. And yeah, that's still where we're at. And that's why I wrote the book, Don't Mess with the Princess. It's about empowering the femininity on the planet. And that's the woman's most powerful force is our femininity. And what would the planet look like to really celebrate that femininity and honor it and place it in leadership positions? What would the planet look like? Well, let me finish the rest of the story, because here I am sitting in first class listening to the female pilot, and I hear the lady sitting in front of me in 1B. And here she is sitting in first class, a businesswoman in the year 2006, and I hear her lean over to the gentleman sitting to her left, and she says, "Oh, shit." "Oh, shit. I hate female pilots. Men should be flying commercial planes." Wow. All right. There's another lesson in our teleseminar. Oh, my gosh. 3 minutes into it, and we already have two amazing breakthroughs. That was a woman saying that. So what does that tell us? And according to my research with Don't Mess with the Princess, it's not men that are holding us back. It's not society. It's not religion. It's not culture like it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. It's none of those, ladies and gentlemen. What's holding women back is women and their beliefs about where they fit in society, where they belong, who they are as leaders. I mean, even just think of the leaders that you know right now, female leaders. in corporations. How many do you know? How many can you name off? Even if you don't know their names, do you know how many entrepreneurial women are running major Fortune 500 companies? Do you know some of them? Do you know the companies they lead? It's fascinating that if you read Fast Magazine and any of the business journals, or you're up on this topic, it's interesting how we seem to follow the stories of the men, but what about the women? Did you know that Xerox has a female CEO? The New York Times? Lucent Technology? eBay! eBay has a female CEO, Margaret Whitman. Radio Shack. Zales. And, of course, Sara Lee. Tower Automotive. Jack in the Box. Ann Taylor's. The Reynolds American Company. Huge. These are all multi-million dollar and on their way to billion-dollar companies run by women, female CEOs. What about presidents? I mean, just think of, wow, how do you feel about a prime minister, a female prime minister, or a female president? It's almost like a non-existent or like a new phenomenon in our minds if you live in America. But if you don't live in America, I mean, did you know that Canada has a female prime minister? Portugal is led by a woman. The United Kingdom with Margaret Thatcher. I mean, this is not a new reality for our world. So why in the year 2006, in nearly 2007, when I was sitting on that first class plane, that woman would say, oh shit, men should be flying commercial jets? And that's the overall feeling and message that I've heard from female leaders, female entrepreneurs. So, gosh, so right there, we've got to look at that, women. You know, it's not the men in society and religions and culture that are holding us back. It's ourselves and the beliefs we have about women in leadership and how we celebrate it. And are we knowledgeable? Are you up on that? Do you tout that we have so many female CEOs in top corporations of around the world and of America? I mean, learn their names. Talk about their stories. We can create a transformation on the planet by our speech, by our words, by what we talk about, by how we honor the femininity, how we honor female leaders. Who does it start with, people? It starts with us, the women, the females. So where are you at in that? If you're a female on the call right now, I mean, just think about that. When you hear about a female colleague that gets a promotion, what do you feel? Honestly. When you hear about a girlfriend who gets engaged and she finds the love of her life and she's celebrating marriage with the love of her life, how do you feel? Is there something in you that feels, ugh, I'm a little jealous, or, ugh, why did she get that promotion and I didn't? Or the worst, oh, who'd she have to sleep with to get that? I mean, these feelings and reactions are alive today, and they must be put to an end. I mean, it's up to us to put an end to that kind of thinking, that kind of belief, and that kind of lack of support. So here's your first homework assignment. Females and males on the call, if you really want to create a transformation for the planet, in a few minutes I'm going to talk about how important that is for our world and for the energies in the planet, because we're going to talk about polar opposites. But if you're ready, I mean, you're willing and ready to start creating this transformation and to be a cause for this transformation, then make a choice right now. Powerfully choose to edify women, to edify the femininity, to edify your sister colleague, your friend, the woman that works next to you that gets promoted. Celebrate their success. Who chooses right now on this call to be cognizant of it, to start studying who are the female leaders in the top Fortune 500 companies? What about sharing their stories and just start talking about females in leadership positions? That's how we can create transformation, by our words, by our declaration, and by our beliefs. Let's talk about the benefits of, I'm going to say, calling in the femininity on this planet? What are some of the benefits of that, and why is it so needed? I mean, if you've studied quantum physics at all, if you've studied the yin-yang, a whole perfect balance, if you've studied energies in the whole realm called the planet, the universe, if you've studied any of that, you understand how off balance we are. We have way too much masculine energy in the feminine, in females. I mean, think about the people that you know, the women leaders that you know. How did they get there? Like, let's say over the last 5, 10, 15 years, how did women get leadership positions? In the 1800s, 1812, how did women get to start voting and having a say in the early 1900s? How? By fighting. Women fought. We fought for our rights. We fought. We burned bras or whatever they did, you know. We fought. We held picket signs and we fought. And we used our masculine skills to get what we want. And guess what? It worked. But at what cost, people? You know, there's a new way. There's a new world. You know what's calling us? If you really want to be a top entrepreneur, you really want to be an ambassador for your country, and I know there's someone on this call right now who's being called to that, to being an ambassador and representing her country. If you have that calling, ladies, let's bring forth that calling through our greatest power, and that is our femininity, that is being attractive and powerful, that is attracting what we want. And I know everyone on this call, everyone in Vic Johnson's sphere of influence and coaching clients would have and will have read and studied The Secret. So you understand the law of attraction. That's a feminine trait. So on this segment right here, let's talk about, again, the balance, the polarities, the balance on the planet. We have way too much masculine energies from women. Even in marriage and in relationship, women get what they want from their husbands, usually by force or like laying down the law. And, you know, the don't mess with the princess message sounds like be a bitch and get what you want, you know. But it is so not that message, because we have so much more power than that. Our masculine energies will get what we want. We can lay it down, lay down the law, and get what we want. We can do that in business. We can do that in the bedroom. We can do that with our children. But you know what? That's not our power. We're so much bigger than that. We have so much more powerful power than that. And what happens when a woman does that in marriage and relationship is she demasculates her man. And that's why we have so many men walking the planet today in relationship, in marriage, that are wimps. They're too kind. They're too nice. They're not fighting for their family or stepping up and fighting for their woman. Fighting for the woman. You know why? Because they have no fight in them. Their woman took it out of them. And you know what? I know you know what I'm talking about, ladies. So, wow, there's a better way, isn't there? And it's so much more powerful. It's the feminine law of attraction. That's a feminine trait. So how do we cultivate that? How do we bring that out in ourselves and each other? And you men on the call, how can you cultivate that in your woman, that femininity, that princess? Well, one of the ways, here's a couple of homework assignments if you want to cultivate the femininity, is first, take out a sheet of paper and write the word femininity at the top of the page, or feminine, or women. And then just be aware of all the connotations you have to being feminine, to femininity, to a woman, women in leadership. Just be aware of all the beliefs and connotations you have to that. If there's any limiting belief, and I would bet there is, or any kind of negative connotations attached to that. Because the whole realm in our society about women and femininity is that femininity is weak and masculinity is strong. And nothing could be further from the truth. Because a woman being masculine can be weak. And a man being feminine can be strong. Have you ever seen a man look at his woman when she's upset and crying and he just melts? And he pulls out love toward her and pulls her in and just, honey, sweetie, I'm here for you. You're okay. I'm here for you. And he just just crawls on her and just takes over and loves on her and cries over her. That's a feminine trait. So when a man can get in touch with his emotion and be feminine, that's power. It's weak when he does that all the time because that's not his core. Now, the same thing is true for women. Women can get what they want out of their masculinity, absolutely. We can be knocked down bitches, right, women? Anybody in relationship are like, oh my God, Lisa, it's so true. But in what cost? Out of what cost? One, it demasculates our men. Two, it's not the sustaining power that our core of femininity is. And again, I'm not saying renounce your masculinity. There are times that you have to be masculine as a woman. There are times when, I mean, who started Mothers Against Drunk Driving? Those ladies were pissed off, right? Good for them. Sometimes you do have to use your masculine energy to get the job done, to get that senator to listen to you, to produce or to complete that task. However, if you're always in your realm of masculinity, then you're out of balance and the planet is out of balance. And again, at what cost? You demasculate your man. You hurt the balance in the planet. And you're not getting as far or as deep as you could when you're in your power, which is your femininity. So the Don't Mess with a Princess message is all about reclaiming your femininity, your greatest power. So here's a couple of steps on that you can do if you're a woman to really reclaim your femininity. And if you're a man, to share this with your woman, with your sweetie, with your lover, and help her bring out her princess, her femininity. Homework assignment number one was what I just gave. Write out that sheet of paper and find out if you have any limitations or negative beliefs to femininity, to women in leadership, to women. You know, I worked with one woman who says, you know what, I don't even like women. A woman doesn't even like women. I said, how come you don't like women? Oh, because they're just annoying and they're weak and I'd rather work with a man. Wow, interesting. So how do you see that? Well, they're like catfight, and she had so many negative beliefs and limitations about women in leadership and women as colleagues and working with women, that, of course, what did she attract? What did she attract? More of the same. So when we started working on shifting her beliefs, and she was a woman in leadership position. She was a CEO of Visa. When we started shifting her beliefs about women in leadership, women as in her organization, women as colleagues, women as possibly her boss, amazing things happened. She increased sales threefold. And Visa is a $1 billion company. She grew into this amazing, powerful leader. She learned to delegate more. And she learned to bring out the true power in her female colleagues. And created an amazing organization for Visa. So one way is, find out if you have any limiting beliefs or negative connotations about women and femininity and females in leadership. Step number two, idea number two, look at the way that you were raised. I mean, how did you see your mom? What kind of role did she play? Did she play the housewife, and was that honored? Did she play both the housewife and the employer, employee, worker, entrepreneur? And was that honored? I mean, what's the example that you saw? And then do you choose to alter that example and to again, accept and claim another story, another reality? So what do you have to shift and alter about the way you were raised, the example that you saw about femininity in your home through your mom, through your aunts, through grandma? Was your mom honored as a woman from her children, from her husband, from your dad? Notice. And if there's any story you need to rewrite, you can rewrite it. Literally rewrite it. So if you saw your mom getting abused, and when she cried, she was left. So you see, being feminine and being vulnerable means you get left, okay? If you have that belief, then how can you reclaim your femininity? Because part of being feminine is being vulnerable. And when you're vulnerable, you ask for help. And when you ask for help, you delegate. And when you delegate, you grow a $1 billion business because you have a team. And it takes team to grow a huge network, a $1 billion business, a healthy, happy, successful family. You get this, people? Are you getting this? Do you see the power of our femininity? When we honor it, when we reclaim the power. So rewrite the story. If you saw that vision of a woman, your mother, not being honored in the workforce or at home, rewrite it. Rewrite it in your mind. Just write a whole new story. Picture your mom being honored. You can literally transform the neurons in your brain and the stories and the memories by just rewriting it. Why not? Why not just rewrite it? Don't remember those things. Rewrite it and create new memories. Even if they didn't really exist, they'll really exist to your subconscious, and they will begin shifting and altering any limiting beliefs you may have about being feminine and the power of femininity and how vital it is and how much we need the feminine on this planet, especially at a time like this. Then when we come together in October, I'm going to do a whole segment. Hopefully I get like 90 minutes because I want to do like a 20-minute segment on the whole element of femininity in relationship, in dating, in sexuality, in sensuality, in marriage, and how to entice and be playful and fun and just the power of the female sexuality. So I'm going to do a segment on that. And then I'm going to do a segment, just like I'm going into right now, on what are the main limiting beliefs about femininity and being a princess and being honored as a woman, and especially women in leadership. Here's limiting belief number one. And by the way, in my book, Don't Mess with a Princess, there's 7 that I go into in depth. Tonight I'm going to talk about 2. Hopefully, if there's time, we're going to talk about 2. One of them I want to talk about, here's a limiting belief, it's a man's world. How many times have you heard that? It's a man's world. And the reality is, it is not a man's world. It's not a woman's world. It's a human being world. And we're really, truly human beings who are spiritual beings having a human experience. So it's a spiritual world. And the spiritual world is the energies, the polarities of energies. So guard your mouth, guard your mind, guard your tongue, and never speak that. It's not a man's world. And if you speak it, you're going to keep creating it and recreating it on the planet. So start creating the mantras that it's a human being world. It's a spiritual world. It's a world of energies, of polarities. But here's the problem. We were raised in the reality or the belief that it is a man's world. I mean, think about when you played with Barbies, or even look at girls playing with Barbies. Did they have their Barbies come together and say, "Hey, hi, Ken and I are opening up our third store in Paris. You want to come shopping?" Or, you know, did they play millionaire with their dolls or billionaire with their dolls? A female billionaire entrepreneur? Do you want to come work for me? I'm opening my 5th dress store. No, they played home, house, Ken and Barbie. So we've been conditioned and raised to think that it's a man's world and not a woman's world. But you know what the realities of it? I mean, I just read off 7 countries at the beginning of this teleseminar, how many female presidents and prime ministers and chancellors we have. What about the CEOs that I read off? Also, 87% of the American wealth is run by women. 87%. Women run the economics of the American society. We buy houses. We buy cars now. We buy all the clothing, most of the clothing. We buy even stocks and bonds and investments. 87% of the American economy is spent and run by women, females. So it's not a man's world. But the problem is we've been raised with not playing entrepreneurialism as kids. We played house. And so we've kept restating, redeclaring that it's a man's world. But here's the thing. I don't want you to get to a point where you're like hating men, or like men are the enemy. Because here's what we need to learn. We can learn so much from men, especially in running a corporation, being a powerful entrepreneur. I mean, think of even the way men handle problems. We can learn so much from how a man handles a problem. Think of this. intrinsic and extrinsic. Men handle problems extrinsically. Women handle them intrinsically. I'll give you an example. Picture a man and a woman going shopping for a pair of jeans. Okay? They're in the store. They got a pair of jeans. The sales clerk gives the man a pair of jeans with his size. It says his size right there in the back of the pair of jeans. And she says, go try these on in the fitting room. And he says, okay, and walks in the fitting room. Then the guy salesman or the girl salesman hands the female, the woman, a pair of jeans. That's her size. Go try these on in the fitting room. So off they go to their own fitting rooms. And the man, and here's the unbeknownst thing that they don't know about. The sizes are not the correct sizes. They're two sizes too small. How does a man handle that? How does a woman handle that? This was actually done in a Harvard study. They had hidden cameras. So here's the man. He goes into the fitting room. He tries on the pants. And what do you think he says when they don't zip up and they don't button up? He looks at the size and he says, what's wrong with this manufacturer? They put the wrong size in the jeans. It's an extrinsic reaction, an extrinsic response. Now let's follow the woman in the changing room, in the dressing room, and here she's putting on the pair of jeans and they're two sizes too small. What does she say? Oh my God, I'm getting so fat. I gotta lose weight. It's an intrinsic response. Isn't that fascinating? So bring that silly analogy to the workforce. So how does a woman deal with problems? If she's in her pattern or her habitual way, it will be intrinsic. Oh, it's my fault. Instead of, hey, maybe this person doesn't fit in the corporation. Maybe this person isn't communicating correctly and I need to retrain their skill or their technique or the communication. Isn't it interesting and fascinating? See, we can learn these things when we celebrate men and celebrate the masculinity as well as a femininity. Oh, there's so many more things to go into that arena of limiting beliefs, but let's move forward to the second limiting belief. I want to talk a little bit about the belief that you can't have it all. You know, we've been told that. Women can't have it all. And it couldn't be further from the truth, especially today. And especially if you are in your feminine power, which the femininity is all about receiving. And the law of attraction, that's the femininity. You know, I have always wanted a puppy. I always wanted a puppy. I'm 44 years old and never had a puppy. I never had an animal. And I've had three children. I was married 18 years, never had a family pet. So 3 years ago, I start putting on my dream boards this picture of this adorable little white Maltese puppy. I want a puppy. And here I'm looking at my dream boards right now in my office. All these dream boards are women, a woman walking out of a private jet, of course, holding her adorable little white Maltese puppy. And there's her gorgeous man on her side. And so here I am manifesting this puppy. But every time I spoke it, because I always teach in the seminars, as you know too, to declare it, declare it, declare it. I want a puppy. Declare it, declare it, declare it. And every time I'd say I want a puppy, people who loved me and colleagues and friends and family would say, oh, Lisa, you can't have a dog. Oh my gosh, you travel every other weekend. You're an international speaker. How could you take care of a dog? It's impossible. And yet I'd still say, I want a puppy. I want a puppy. And you know, the feminine energy is receiving, receptivity, the law of attraction, manifesting. So here I still have it on my dream boards. I'm still declaring it. And just several months ago, December 28th, I'm working out at my gym, and I see a picture of two little Maltese puppies with the name Gilda underneath it. That's the owner. So I call Gilda. Gilda, hey, it's Lisa Jimenez, and I want to introduce myself because I'd like to come look at one of your puppies and buy one of your Maltese puppies. However, I got to tell you, it's totally illogical for me to buy one of your puppies because I'm a world traveler and I'm gone every other weekend. And she said to me, you are an answer to prayer. And I said, what? She said, you are an answer to prayer. My 9-year-old daughter is crying right now thinking that we have to sell these puppies. She would love it if we could have the puppies back every other weekend. And I'm like, Kilda, really? And she said, yes, yes, we'd love to have the puppies come, you know, come back every other weekend. And I said, where do you live? She tells me her address. It's 5 doors down from me. 5 doors down from my house. How can that happen, people? How does that happen? So I get my 3 children, 3 teenagers, Ariana, Bo, and Connor. We jump in the car. We drive over to Gilda's house. They open the door, and come running towards us are these 2 gorgeous Maltese puppies, 4 months old. They're 7 ounces each. And my daughter says, Mom, you're the possibility of marriage and family united. You can't break up the family. You got to get them both. So for the last 4 months, I have been the proud owner of 2 Maltese puppies, Bella and Luna. Bella Luna, even just tonight, because tomorrow morning I get on an airplane, I go do a training in California, and then I'm going to Mexico for 3 days. I'm gone for 6 days. And tonight I dropped off Bella and Luna at Gilda's house. How does that happen, people? That doesn't happen by forcing, manipulating. That happens by being in receptivity. The law of attraction, manifesting, it happens in the spiritual. It's bigger and better than what you could even plan. It's bigger and better than what you could even force by your human potential. It's bigger and better. And what would the world look like if even men tapped into their femininity, which is the law of attraction, which is receptivity, which is being open to the miraculous? What would it look like if male leaders, men in corporations and presidents and chancellors of countries would get out of their own way? And it's not about coercion and forcing, but just being in receptivity and accepting a plan, accepting a strategy, accepting reality that's bigger than what we could force or create or do in our human potential. And how do you get there? You celebrate the femininity. You celebrate the like-mindedness. You celebrate mastermind. You celebrate receptivity. Wow, the law of connection. So, what's your belief about you can have it all? What's your belief? Playing small does not help the planet. Playing small and thinking, oh, I've, you know, to have a successful corporation, to run my company or to grow a business and have 3 healthy, happy children and a happy husband is just not possible, you may think. Why not? I mean, get your family together. Talk about your goals and aspirations. Get them to be a support for you by just asking. Share your vision, share your goal, because when you think small, like, oh, I'll do it when the kids are in school, or, you know, and I used to think like that. That's just fear, people. That's just fear. That's fear coming over you. That's not in your power. That's not in your element. You're not standing in the foundation of your true power. You're standing in the foundation of fear and not telling the truth. And you know what? We have a hurting planet. Our planet is hurting. And sometimes I want to just shake the women because we have the answer. We have so much power in our femininity, but we're afraid of this power. So when are you going to step up and reclaim your femininity that's so badly needed to the polarity of the planet, so badly needed in your marriage for you to be that sexy, lovely, beautiful, feminine, receptive, unique, special princess that only you can be. And when there's not enough of it in your family, your husband tries to be it. It's true. There's been so much research about colonels and admirals and people in such a dominant and masculine position, what they do behind closed doors. Because their femininity is still in existence. It's still there. But it's either completely lost, or if they're in a marriage where the wife is way too masculine, they become the feminine. And what happens? What does that lead you to? That leads to a woman not respecting her husband. That's what it leads to, but she created it all. Yeah, he could have stood up and been the man and been in his dominant beauty, you know, power. But no, I mean, what happens is he becomes the creates more of the feminine just to create balance in the family, because that's what we're living in. That's the law of energies. It's the polarities. So it's almost like, gosh, ladies, we have so much power to heal the planet, to heal marriages, to heal relationship, on top of being a contribution. So my goal with this time with you today was for you to really take a look at what your beliefs are about the feminine, about femininity, about being a princess, about the power of being a woman. And do you celebrate it? Do you honor it? Or do you hide it and think it's small or unimportant or even insignificant? Really take a look at what your beliefs are about being female, about being a woman. And then take a look at the power that comes from that. Again, the balance on the planet, creating that polarity, the whole avenue and aspect of receptivity and teamwork and being in attraction, the law of attraction, the law of beauty, creation. These are all feminine traits. So let's claim our power, women, and our power is our femininity. And never settle for anything less. So before I go into my closing story, I want to talk a little bit about the queen, the duchess, and the princess. But I want to open the lines, too, before I move into that and see, where are you at right now? What are you thinking? What are you, what just went, a light went off for you? What kind of things are you aware of? What are you stepping up and willing to receive or willing to look at, willing to shift and change in you on how you're building your business? Are you forcing it and coercing and manipulating, or are you truly in your feminine power and you've seen that? You've seen the power of your femininity and receptivity and attraction. Where are you in that? Let's open up the lines, Vic, and see if anybody has any comments or questions about Don't Mess with the Princess.
Very powerful, Lisa. And let's challenge Lisa with your questions, mm-hmm. your comments on what she's been teaching on tonight, because I know that it certainly has some of you, that little person on your shoulder is questioning some of the things she said. I know that it's being challenged. So go ahead and put it on the table and let's discuss it. You have a question?
Yeah, this is John from Monterey, California.
Hey, John.
Okay, John.
Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. I met you at in Houston about a year and a half ago. You were speaking at the network marketing seminar there. And one thing I learned about you when I was there was that you walk your talk and you talk your walk.
Wow. Thank you.
And I really appreciate what you had to say today on this particular teleconference, and I definitely want to read your book.
So, fantastic. So you have a princess in your life?
I do.
Yes, fantastic.
Thank you very much for what you had to say. It was very powerful today.
Yes, great. And John, just share with us, what do you see just from the 45 minutes we've had this conversation that you could do to really support the feminine in your princess?
Just be more aware that it can be there and be open to that.
Okay, beautiful. And to honor it.
Absolutely.
Okay, excellent. And we honor it by declaring it. We honor it by speaking it. We honor it by saying we honor it. So use those in declarations. It's powerful because the more we declare it, the more it will grow and to begin with, it would exist.
I agree.
Thank you, John. Fantastic. Who else has a comment or a question for the Don't Mess with the Princess message?
Dolores from California.
Hi, Dolores.
Hi. I am so excited. This is the first time I've heard you, and I was writing seriously and seeing my mother in all of this and realizing that at 64, almost 65, I'm actually following you with your mom. Keep going. I was just thinking about us and our friends. As I get older, I realize I was limited where I wasn't before.
Mm.
And now I'm seeing that I don't have to be. I still can dream. And by the way, I have a darling Maltese. And I work full time. My next door neighbor stepped up and said, "What the heck? I don't have anything better to do."
Wow.
So you are so right. Thank
Oh, Dolores, thank you for sharing that and for affirming that. You know, and so really, who is on this call that's been limiting themselves by saying, oh, I can't do that? Whether it's something silly like getting a Maltese puppy or opening an entrepreneurial venture, joining a network marketing company, traveling the world, falling in love again after being hurt. I mean, who on this call right now? I mean, get over it. Being small and thinking small and holding yourself back is not helping your community, yourself, your family. And let me tell you, your children are watching. In fact, I closed the Don't Mess with the Princess message with an email that I received from a woman, a 24-year-old woman, who shared with me from her heart about the example she saw from her mother, who did not live in her femininity, and lived in totally her masculinity, and what that was like for her, and at this young woman at age 24, how it affected her, and every night she went to bed crying, thinking, I'm going to end up alone like my mom. I don't deserve it. I'm unworthy. And all these limiting beliefs about the femininity and being female, it's such a lie. But that was the example that she had. And you know what? Let's be real. That's the example we had in a lot of females over the last 20, 30, 40 years. If you want to get what you want, you got to coerce and manipulate and even force as a woman. That's what we saw. That's what we saw. Burn your bra, you know. Liberation. Men suck, you know. You know, whatever we did to get, I mean, we fought our asses off to get what we wanted. But at what cost? And what did we lose? We lost so much more. Because I can tell you, my career, my business, my company, my possibility has grown tenfold in the last 5 years since I chose to embrace my femininity compared to the first 7 years, because I've been in business for 11 years as a professional speaker and an author, as opposed to the first 7 years that I used to manipulate, force, work hard. I was driven. It was from my masculinity. I can tell you, I don't know how that happens, really. I don't have a scientific formula. I don't have a strategic approach to how my company has just grown in 6 years to a multi-million dollar status from my femininity, from the foundation and the platform of receptivity, teamwork, attraction, all the core power of femininity.
Fantastic. Okay, got time for maybe one or two more. It seems like the echo's gotten less, so perhaps whoever was on their cell phone or on Skype either got off or muted themselves, which we appreciate. Who else has something for Lisa?
This is Karen in Tennessee.
All right, Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey, Lisa, I'm so excited to hear you tonight, and I want to thank you for something. It's a story about the lady that spoke about women being catty and actually attracting that, because I've literally avoided women's organizations just for that reason, but never had a problem in networking or in corporate America because of that. But I never thought of it actually attracting it, so I really admired that statement.
Okay, good. And so your homework assignment is to begin attracting connection and relationship and business with females, with women, and retrain your mindset about women are catty. You know, retrain that mindset to whatever your new belief is. Women are team players. Women are supportive of each other. I mean, it's up to us to start declaring these, to shift to the new reality. Because there's a transformation happening, and it will happen even quicker and more powerfully when we declare it, when we truly believe it. That's us women. Because men already believe it. Men, I interviewed over 100 men. Men love to see their woman happy. Men love to see their woman successful. They love it. They're not holding us back. It's not men. It's our beliefs about our man. And you know what? We're playing small because of that. We're hiding behind our husband. I did that for 18 years. What I'd said is, oh, my husband's not supportive. If my husband was supportive, then watch me go. It wasn't my husband. It was me. I chose to only focus on the times when he was unsupportive. What about all the times that he was supportive? He's the one that gave me $15,000 11 years ago to start my company. He's the one that stayed home and watched my children when I had one, when we had two, when we had the third, so I could go work and travel and grow my company. But I chose not to see that. Because if I chose not to see that, and I could say my husband's unsupportive, then I could hide behind that, and I didn't have to really try. So do you see what we do? We literally lie to ourselves, and we say, it's because of that, it's because of this. And we even do that with our faith. Oh, it must not be God's will. If it's not happening easy enough, quick enough, it must not be God's will. No, your desire, the desires on your heart. Desire in the Latin language actually means of the Father. Desire means of the Father. So honor your desires. And in the new realm of this new transformation for women, this is relatively new. It's relatively new for a woman to honor her desires because our culture and our upbringing and our own nature is to nurture. And we put other people before ourselves, other people's desires before ourselves. And sometimes that's a beautiful thing. There's nothing wrong with that. Sacrificial loving, nothing wrong with that. But it is wrong if you're not honoring your own desires, if you're muting who you are. You're muting what you really want. You're not honoring your own desire. So, you know what? The whole princess message is this. Humbly receive your feminine power and then go out and kick some ass. Do we have time for one more before
I
close with the Queen Duchess Princess?
Who's got one more?
This is Stella from New York.
Hi, Stella.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you so much for pointing out about the femininity and the law of attraction, because I'm an attorney, and my whole demeanor and goal in life, and as long as I can remember, has been to repress my femininity.
Wow.
To this day, all of my suits are very masculine, and I believe the only way I would have any respect in the legal field was if I acted more masculine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I've come to notice that I am repressing my femininity, and I don't want to anymore. So I wanted to ask you, do you have any tips for, you know, for bringing out the feminine side?
Absolutely. I want you to name right now five things that females do that's so feminine. Just on the top of your mind, just bang, bang, bang. What do they do? What's femininity? Femininity, femininity, loveliness, female, woman, femininity.
They're graceful.
Graceful.
They are not afraid to be attractive.
Attractive.
This is hard.
No, this is easy. You're doing great. It was 3 seconds. You came up with two. Graceful, attractive.
Intelligent, in a
beautiful
subtle way.
In a subtle way, okay? So not forceful, just in complete confidence.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They don't have anything to prove.
Okay.
That kind of intelligence. Okay, what else? Two more.
Loving.
Okay, loving. Now let's do, this is a state of being, which I love. Graceful is a state of being. Attractive, a state of being. Lovely, a state of being. Now what do they do? What's the femininity? What do they do?
Act with confidence.
Okay. What's a real feminine thing to do? What's a more feminine trait to do something? Like guys, let's say a traditional masculine trait would be they sit around and watch football and celebrate football. What's a traditional female trait?
Okay, go shopping.
Okay, shopping. Good. What else?
Which I hate to do.
Okay, that's all right. You're going to learn to love it, darling.
Okay.
Keep going. Keep going before I give you your homework assignment. And by the way, I am so proud of you. You are a very powerful woman because you have the courage to share this. Talk about this, and you are going to help so many people on this call, because the homework assignment I'm going to give to you, I'm giving to everybody. So please name one more thing that is a more feminine habit or way of being.
Cooking.
Cooking. Okay, good. Any other thing?
Primping.
Primping, absolutely. Beautiful. Is it just so feminine to primp? I mean, that's the princess. I mean, my nails are always done. I get my hair done, which, by the way, is a whole tax write-up. See, that's the man in me. The masculinity in me is, Lisa, you deserve to spend like $10,000 on your body and on your nails because it's a tax write-off. But it is, really. Yes, primping is a more female trait. All right, which is manis and pedis, manicures, pedicures. So here's your homework assignment. I want you to make a list of as many feminine habits, traits, ways of being, characters that you can think of in the femininity and the way of being female and a princess. And then I want you to create declarations. I am a princess. I am a princess. Princesses, and then what it is, love to get manicures and take care of themselves and primp, call it primping. And then besides just the declaration and speaking it, I want you to do it. Go treat yourself to a manicure and a pedicure. Go treat yourself to a massage and a facial. It is the primping. Go to the mall and get a makeover. And then go upstairs and buy yourself something fun and frilly and sensual and lovely and enticing and all the things that are the feminine. And how powerful and beautiful and lovely to have this on the planet. Is it just so lovely to see a beautiful woman walk by and she brings so much loveliness, just like a gorgeous spring flower? Men can never do that. Men cannot. Because we'll look at them and say, oh, okay. We get to wear the lovely, sexy, fun, red patent leather pumps and the lovely manicured nails, the French tip nails, and the swaying skirts and the lovely, soft, see-through, yet not too revealing satin tops. I mean, we bring so much beauty to the planet. What would it look like in springtime, April and May and June, if the tulips never came up? If the daisies didn't exist? If the lilacs didn't come out that spring? That's what we're doing when we're denying our femininity. We have the power to bring out the tulips, the daisies, the lilacs. And you know, that may sound silly, but that's powerful, ladies. Do you get the power that you're bringing the balance of the polarity to the energies of the planet? And then you're helping your man be the masculine man you want him to be? It's power, power. And then what would it look like to build a business from that kind of foundation? The core of who you are. It's an integrity. Integrity builds billion-dollar businesses. Easily, with ease, because it's coming from a foundation of truth. You're in your integrity. So claim your power. Reclaim your power. That's your femininity.
Fantastic.
So who takes on that homework assignment? Who takes it on? I mean, just if you take it on, I want you to raise your hand right now in your home, in your home office. If you're in the car, just raise your hand right now and just say, I take it on. I take it on. And that's the woman taking on her feminine traits by, yes, primping, yes, shopping, yes, being lovely and loving it, yes, being graceful, yes, being enticing and flirty, yes, being all those. And not putting meaning to it. Oh, it means I'm a slut. No, not putting meaning to it. No meaning to it. Just celebrating the femininity because you're getting used to it again. You're getting used to it again. You used to be like that. And then if you're a guy on the call, our men on the calls, who takes that on to help their princess by giving them a spa treatment, by treating them to, a $200 gift certificate at Nordstrom so they can go buy a pair of nylons probably for $200? No. You know, an outfit or just celebrate her femininity. And you celebrate it by giving her the gift to be it, and then honoring her in that. Wow, you look lovely tonight. Wow, you are sexy. Wow, you're graceful. Wow. What would that look like if you started honoring your woman, your girl, your lover by saying those things, by truly bringing out her femininity by your acknowledging it? Powerful.
Awesome. Fantastic. And your passion, Lisa, is extremely present.
Thank you.
And I mean, you have expanded so much since the last time you and I talked about this in Dallas. So thank you for sharing that. In the meantime, Lisa, I know that you've just released the book. I know you've got some other materials that you've created that you've just released. So tell us about what kind of package you might have or resources you might have that those who don't want to wait until to get started until October can get started on.
Okay, great. I'd love to. Yes, we have created a package. First, it's the hardcover copy of Don't Mess with the Princess that I would love to autograph. That's a 177-page book full of these kind of insights and ideas and literally homework assignments to cultivate and reclaim the femininity in both our planet and the women. Then it's also available in a 4-CD audio album. So if you'd rather listen to the message on audio, it is available in a 4-CD audio album. It's also available in an email mini course where every day in your email inbox, you're going to get a message from me, the Don't Mess with the Princess message, and every day, each message builds on the next for 27 days. Now, that's the way to really refocus and retrain and change the beliefs and adopt empowering ones when you're doing this on a daily basis for 27 days. So you can get each one of those three resources individually. So it's $27 for the hardcover book, $47 for Don't Mess with the Princess 4-CD audio album, and $27 for the email mini course. Or you can get it as a set. The Princess package for all three of those resources, the book, the audio program, and the email mini course, is available for $77. That's 30% off when you buy it as a bulk package. And you can order that right now, tonight, at www.rx, that's letter R, letter X, dash success.com. Again, it's www.rx-success.com.
Super. Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you, Lisa, for joining us, and I know that there are going to be a lot of people get this message. The message is recorded, so we will have it available for download for all those who want to listen again. I'll encourage you to go back and listen to this. There were some concepts presented tonight, folks, that I know are revolutionary concepts in some of your lives that can change your lives in some incredible ways, whether you're the prince or the princess. So, and guys, let me just suggest this to you. If your princess wasn't on the call tonight, why don't you download the call, put it on a CD or MP3 player or whatever, and let her have access to this as well. It'd be very, very valuable to do that. And ladies, vice versa, too. Mm-hmm. Let the prince in your life, if he wasn't on the call, get some of this great teaching. And Lisa, you have got your hands on something hot here.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
we're just so excited that that we're just a small part of whatever it takes to get the message out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I am committed to that. And I hope everybody on this call is committed to that. And I ask you for your help. I ask you to send the web address out to your list and have people sign up for the Princess RX Success Report that comes out every other week. And they can sign up. It's for free. They just sign up at www.rx-success.com. And then the other special bonus is if you want to give this message out for Mother's Day, every woman that is a mother for Mother's Day, what a beautiful gift. On the website, you can order in bulk quantity of the hardcover book, 10 copies at 50% off. So
right.
Check that out, too. I'm asking for your help to get the message out, the princess message, and let's really celebrate and reclaim the power of femininity.
Great idea. Great idea. And why don't everyone tell Lisa how much they appreciate her?
Thank you, Lisa. We love you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Good night.
Annalie from Stockholm, and I think this was really, really great.
Wonderful. Thank you, everybody. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
See you in LA.